Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Bailey, and we're sisters.
In-law, but that doesn't matter.
We're glad you've joined us to discuss faith, relationships, and life advice.
So grab a cup of coffee and start the day with us. And have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good morning, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today we're doing our second episode about Christmas. The second of three. We're going to do three total episodes about Christmas. So,
because we love Christmas.
We love Christmas. So today's is going to be more like our memories, traditions, how we celebrate, stuff like that. And maybe it can give you ideas if you are kind of starting off. We were just talking about how it's a little bit different once you get married. But also, I guess, like, if you're in a transitional phase, like you've moved out on your own or just anything that's different than what you grew up with, then maybe it'll be some ideas for you.
Yeah. Or if you have young little kids or something like that and you want to start traditions, because I was just talking with somebody and they like had a tradition that they always did. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Like I need to take that in the back of my mind for my future kids. So
I feel like that's when people get even more excited about it is when they have kids and they're like, okay, what do we want to do with our kids every year and celebrate? So,
right.
Yeah.
Which we should have done a podcast about how, because I thought about this earlier today, how you guys didn't do Santa and we did.
We didn't. Well, we can talk about that. We can talk about it kind of in this one, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do have some things that we did with that. Okay. So, yeah, we can kind of touch on it. But.
Yep. Another thing that we have some different perspective on probably. So that's fun.
Right. Exactly. It's different. So what are you grateful for today, Bailey?
Mine today is that last night, so we record on a Monday. It's Monday today. Mm-hmm. So over the weekend, last night, we went on a little date night to a new restaurant in town, which is exciting because my town does not often get new restaurants. But there's a new Italian place, or new-ish. We just hadn't been yet. Mm-hmm. And it was actually pretty good. And it was just nice to get out and do something different because we kind of got into a habit. We were literally just going to the same restaurant every week, like once a week. We go out for Mexican, which is so good. But I was like, ooh, something new. And so it was just exciting. We went out. And then when we came home, we put up our Christmas tree. So it's not like, it's not decorated.
Wait.
But
nobody can see this but Bailey. But Bailey, look what I did today.
Oh, and hers is done. Yours is decorated, which probably that doesn't sound significant. By the time this episode comes out, you're probably like, well, of course your tree's up. But we are recording this like mid-November.
Right.
So I won't make this too long. But last year, I asked my husband if we could decorate just a little bit before Thanksgiving because we had our plans. It was like going to be weird. I was like, we're not going to be at home for long enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And I said last year, I was like, next year, I won't ask you to do it early. But he brought it up. And I was like, oh, we've got to do it because he just walked in. I was working on something. He just walked in. He goes, so where do you think we'll put the tree this year? And I got all excited. I was like, does that mean? So anyways, it just kind of. So it's not decorated, but it's up and it's lit and such. So,
well, okay, I'm going to keep mine quick too. But, well, and I'll wrap this into what I'm grateful for. So, I started decorating last night because I had a really great weekend with my family. That's what I'm grateful for today. Because my husband is a deer hunter, and so when we were recording it, it's over the opening season weekend. And so my husband was gone and he was with your dad. And so I was with my family and we had a really good weekend. But then I was like, I want to go ahead and start decorating. So I put up half the tree last night, just half. I didn't finish it. And then I was like, I finished it today.
So that kind of brings us to our topic today. We just wanted to talk about like some things that we really liked about celebrating Christmas growing up and or things we do now, which some is the same, and then some of it, like, since getting married is different.
This is actually so funny, because over the weekend, when I was with my family, we were watching, like, home videos.
Oh, that's fun.
And it is so fun. It's my favorite thing. And one of my first memories is on Christmas morning, and I was, like, eating a bunch of candy, because my parents are the best. They let me eat a bunch of candy on Christmas. And I was, like, two. And And what my parents would always do, because we did do Santa Claus, my parents would always, from our chimney, they would drop candy all the way until where our gifts were. So like when we were little, our chimney was downstairs and we did gifts upstairs. And so we had like this trail all the way up the stairs. It was kind of like Santa had a hole in his pocket and he was just dropping it the whole way to our gifts.
That's cute.
And so I didn't realize how much like I, you know, loved that memory and tradition as a kid until I was like watching it over the weekend and there's like this video and I'm like yelling to my dad. I'm like, Dad, there's candy, Dad. I was like eating it a bunch. And so that's, yeah, I guess that was that's a tradition and a memory.
Yeah.
While we were little and while we believed in Santa. So.
Okay. So once you didn't believe in Santa, the candy stopped coming down the chimney.
Yes, it did. I think it did. I don't remember there being like a harsh stop, but they don't do it anymore.
Oh,
I know.
That's fun. We did not do Santa growing up. My parents, I think they just didn't want to do the whole, like, tell us it's a thing and then someday we find out it's not a thing. Mm-hmm. And so we just didn't do it.
I think what I've heard is that your dad had like a harsh, like bad memory of finding out.
I actually don't know that story if that's
okay.
True.
That's what I've heard for some reason. Okay. Yeah. But I'm not 100%.
I honestly don't remember. Maybe he's told me that. I don't know. But I just know that I think that they just didn't want to feel like they were lying to us. And like, then they're like, one day they're going to ask us, you know, is it, I don't know. So anyways, we didn't do that. But, growing up and I guess sometimes now, depending on what we do as far as mine and Andrew's families, we would usually go to my grandma's house on Christmas Eve and gather with all the cousins. I have lots of cousins. And it was like a big meal, of course. And I don't know what we used to have when we were younger, like maybe something more traditional, like a ham or something. But I feel like the past 10 years or something, it's been like appetizer kind of foods, like hot wings and stuffed mushrooms and dips and all this stuff. Like it's very, very good. And we used to like with all the cousins, we would draw someone's name on Thanksgiving. And then you would get just that one person a gift for Christmas. And so my grandparents had this stool and you had to sit the stool in front of the fireplace and every person one at a time had to sit on the stool and open up their gift from my grandparents. And we like went down the line and then we went through again and you sat on the stool and you opened up the gift from your cousin, whoever had your name. So that was always fun. But yeah, we'll talk about the whole thing with like navigating it after you're married. But if we gather with my family, instead of his on Christmas Eve, then it's usually with that side.
Well, something else that we did was, and again, this has to do with Santa Claus as well, but when we would wake up in the morning, we would always have a note from Santa Claus. And it was, and then there was like always a reindeer hoof on it. And like Santa's signature, and he like told us all of our accomplishments that year.
Oh, that's
and,
so cute.
Yeah. And so he was just saying how proud he was of us and stuff. And so then when we stopped believing in Santa Claus, my dad continued to do it because it was my dad who did it. He would continue to do it of our like accomplishments those years, and like he stopped doing them randomly. I think it was our first year of marriage. I was horrified. I'm like, Dad, I need my
he's
list.
Not proud of you anymore.
My
that's
accomplishments.
So sweet though.
Yeah, so I still want him to do it. I need to tell him that he needs to pick it up again because he didn't
tell
do
him
it
that's
last
what's
year.
On your Christmas list.
I
you
know.
Want to know what he is proud of you.
Yeah.
That's such a sweet idea. That's something that'd be cool to continue with your kids.
Yeah. I mean, even if you don't do Santa Claus, you can still do like, I don't know why. It was always just my dad. It was always from my dad.
I just remembered another one from more like Christmas Eve, but because we always went to my grandma's house whenever we were like a lot younger, my sister and my cousin and I would always go to her house like 2 days early. We'd spend the night, we'd have like a sleepover a couple of nights leading up to Christmas Eve and just like hang out together. And when we were younger, we thought it was the coolest thing. we would go to Dollar Tree and we'd do like a little gift exchange. Like I would still get my sister something for Christmas morning with my parents, but like we would go get each other like dollar store presents. And so I would get one for my cousin, get one for my sister. And then my grandma always wanted to watch and see what we all got for each other. But we'd do like a little miniature gift exchange for things that were only a dollar. I don't even know now what we got, but anyways, we do that. And then we'd help her like clean and set up and stuff for people coming over. But that was always fun. I don't know when we stopped doing that either, but we would go over because we'd be off school and stuff like that. It was just nice.
Yeah.
And play games and such. But also on Christmas Eve, and then this is really my last thing to say about Christmas Eve, probably. But a few years we did like a white elephant exchange. I think this was kind of after we stopped like drawing names among the cousins and we did white elephant. So everyone could just like bring a silly gift you don't care about. I usually got mine from thrift stores and play a game, and it's just fun and it doesn't cost a lot of money.
I mean, I know a lot of people do like white elephant gifts and stuff like that during the holidays, but I don't think I've ever done like a gift exchange or anything like that, like with friends. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I'm currently in one now. I think I mentioned that before, but one of my friends just, we got the names of who we're buying for it yesterday. So I don't know. It's just fun and like a fun way to keep in touch with people that even if you don't see them all the time. So
do you guys put a budget on it?
Yeah, we did. We did 25 this year.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was before, but that's what we did. So it'll be fun. I haven't gotten my stuff, of course, yet for the person I have, but I'm excited because I usually end up seeing most of those people around New Year's if I don't see them around Christmas, and then we'll like exchange.
Oh, yeah, so that's fun. Nice. Yeah, yeah. That was fun. We always did Christmas pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
And so we would open them up Christmas Eve and we'd typically all be matching. And
that's so fun.
We started doing that when we were teeny tiny, like when we were watching the videos, I don't know because we didn't get to the youngest, but we were doing it when I was four. And so anyway, we did that all the way up until we got married. But then that just kind of got tricky because it's like the whole point is to get them Christmas Eve and then spend the night and you sleep and then you wake up and you've got your Christmas jammies on. But it's like we're not really spending the night at our parents' house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is a tradition that has stopped for now. But, like, might pick back up, like, when we have kids and stuff.
Yeah,
so, but that's
sure.
something that we did, yeah, up until we got married, at least.
Or you should just tell them to embrace it and you just wear pajamas all day of whatever day you get together.
Yeah.
Matching pajamas. We didn't really do, I'm sure we got like pajamas as gifts sometimes, but we didn't all match as a family except for that Christmas picture that we took that we
yes.
all matched.
Yes. I've seen people do, and this is something that I would like to do with my kids, is they do like a Christmas Eve box and it has like a movie and like maybe like a snack in there. And like maybe if you do like Christmas pajamas, they'd be in there too.
That'd be cute.
I think that's kind of cute because it's like setting your like, activities for that evening. But I mean, most people go to church though that evening too, so it kind of depends on when your service is. But I thought that was a really cute idea. I see that
is a cute
Pinterest.
Idea. I like that. Oh, I'm sure Pinterest is full of fun ideas for that stuff like that, like when you have kids. So then for Christmas Day, this has been the same for honestly as long as I can remember too, is that Christmas Day, our extended family, what most of them would come to my parents' house and we would do brunch. So like we'd go to Christmas Eve at my grandma's house, wake up Christmas Day and do like our gift stuff with our family, like do our stockings and everything. And then usually like a couple hours after we woke up is when people would start coming over and my parents would always cook brunch for them. Which I just thought was so fun because we loved this as a kid. We'd always be like little waiters and waitresses and we'd run around like taking people's orders of what they wanted and then come back and tell my parents what people wanted and deliver their food and stuff because their kitchen is not that big. So people would kind of sit everywhere and you'd like run around delivering people's food. And it was just fun. And honestly, a lot of the times it was the same people we'd seen the night before, but it was just kind of fun to continue it, and we'd usually play games some more. somehow it always ended up being video games more than board games on Christmas Day. I don't know. Or it seemed like that would happen. For a while, we had different video games that we'd play.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, sometimes, like, we've got some family friends that'll come over, like, later in the day, Christmas Day. But, yeah, that's the main things I thought of off the top of my head, besides, like, usually once a year we drive around and look at Christmas lights.
Yes.
At some point during the season, but mm-hmm. as far as actual, like, Christmas Day, that was the main thing.
Oh, I just thought of one. You what? Saying that made me think of a new tradition that I kind of started for my family 4 years ago, but then I've also incorporated your guys's side the past, whatever, 2 years, I think, is the Advent calendar.
Yes, that's been so fun.
Oh, good. So, yeah, that's been a new tradition that we've done. I know that's not Christmas Day or anything, but it's throughout the whole month.
Yes.
So,
which is
when you
said
Christmas lights, it made me think, 'cause that's always on there.
Yes. No, we really enjoyed that, especially I feel like last year there was so much stuff you couldn't do, and it was like, oh, we can do this stuff. Like, it was like cheerful activities that were usually like didn't cost money or were like simple to find the stuff that you needed, and we really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, good. I always have a lot of fun putting it together for everybody, too, so.
I just always think of Christmas as like this time where you just sit around and play games and talk with people and drink a lot of coffee.
Drink a lot of coffee. The important thing.
I feel like I'm allowed to drink coffee like all day when it's a holiday.
Yes. And eat a lot of food. And well, one thing that we do, my family and I, we do, when you said food, it made me think of this as well. We have specific candy that we make every year.
Oh, okay.
And we'll do, I don't know if there's like a word for it, but it's like melted chocolate and there's like peanuts and or whatever nut you want and cranberries in it. And then you just drop it spoonful and let it dry.
That sounds good.
We always make those. And then also there's like, I don't know if there's a name for this either, but it's kind of like a gingerbread, but it's like a chewy bar.
Okay.
That I make. And that's kind of been, I got the recipe from my grandma. So that's kind of been something that I've always grown up eating on Christmas Day. So that's something else that I make as well.
That made me think of one too, is Christmas donuts.
Oh, yeah.
My dad has a Christmas donut recipe that we only have on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, real quick. No one else is going to care about this, but so one of my cousins. She always tried to get my dad to make these certain donuts that we called sleepover donuts because we had them like if we'd ever just have people over, my dad would make them in the morning. And so she always wanted him to make sleepover donuts on Christmas. And it was this whole thing. He's like, I will not do that. I'm making Christmas donuts on Christmas. And it was a whole debate, but they're really good. They're like cinnamon donuts, but I think maybe once or twice I was like away from my family on Christmas Day and I tried to make them and they weren't quite as good as when he made them. But that's
like
a traditional
father's
food.
Touch.
Yes. Yes. And, oh, wait. We should say that we read the Christmas story usually.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like at least once during the season.
Well, and on the Advent calendar, I like break up the Christmas story a little bit each day too. So we read it throughout the month.
Also, we would love to hear what you guys do for Christmas, especially if it's stuff that we've never heard of before, because maybe we will want to do them with our kids when we have kids, or just so that other people can try them out. So if you want to, you can comment on Instagram or you can send us a DM and we can share it to our story without sharing your name. So you can go check us out on Instagram. It's just Morning by Morning Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good morning. Make sure to find something to be grateful for today.